Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Dr. Tim Irwin back on the show. Tim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the managing partner of Irwin, Inc. He is an internationally recognized expert on leadership, development, organizational effectiveness, and executive selection as well. We first met Tim a few years ago when he launched his book, Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled. And he's got a brand new book out now that literally we're launching at this moment called Derailed, Five Lessons Learned from Catastrophic Failures of Leadership. More importantly, he's our good friend, Tim Irwin. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to hear from you.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations on your book, and thanks for letting us launch it for you.
Well, Jim, listen, you asked to launch it, and you're doing it. I've got two more interviews this morning, and you're the first.
Well, and as you know, this is going to be the best one.
Absolutely.
Tim, one of the things that I like about what you point out in your book is that failure of leadership could be a lot of different things. Sometimes it's a failure of character, but sometimes it's a failure of personality, isn't it?
Well, you know, Jim, one of the things the person has to be at their job is competent. But as it turns out, competence or lack of is not why people get fired.
Right.
This book is about how not to get fired. And the reasons people get fired are typically more tied to character.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not about character like being dishonest, like you steal money from the company.
Right.
It's character in a broader sense. It's about being arrogant or about being dismissive of people.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of things that get people fired.
Obtuse about other people's feelings.
Absolutely.
And see, for a small business owner, the way we get fired is we lose our businesses. Because if you own the company, you're not going to get fired, but your employees can fire you, and the main thing is your customers can fire you.
There you go. I mean, everybody has a boss.
That's right.
If you're an entrepreneur, it's called the customer. But I also challenge people in small businesses. Who do you think is ultimately really more powerful, you or the people in your company?
Mm-hmm.
And I get silence, but often people say, you know, it's really the people that work for me.
One of the greatest myths in the world, Tim, are people who is when people think that when they start a business of their own, that they won't have to say, you know, they won't have to have a boss who's, you know, they'll leave their job because they're sick of their boss, and they say, I'm going to have my own business and I won't have to put up with that anymore. Well, the big myth is, folks, you're going to put up with a lot more of that when you have your own business than when you work for somebody else.
You got a lot of bosses then.
That's exactly right. So, talk to us about, you used the term derailed. Why did you do that?
Well, what I did was I studied a number of CEOs who've been fired from their jobs, fired from their companies, fired by the board. And I said, what are the common underlying elements?
Very capable people.
Oh, very capable. I mean, remarkably, these are people running huge corporations. I mean, they're smart, they're tough-minded, but they got fired by their boards. And so I asked the question, why? And it just I decided that the notion, the metaphor of a train derailment was a good metaphor for what happens to people. I mean, they're going along, and people like to know about that. I asked the question in the book, would you rather watch a news program about 10 trains arriving at the station on time or a train derailment?
Right.
And we all learn something from these failures.
Well, and talk to us a little bit about some of them, because some of them are high profile. Some of the ones some of the people you compared or you evaluated, some of them are high profile. Most people know them, and some of them not so much.
Well, the six people that I wrote about as examples were very important. What I say in the book is that this book is ultimately not about these six leaders. It's about us, because we can derail for the very same reasons.
Right.
Just because they're these big high profile cover photo CEOs, we derail for the same reasons. But the first person I wrote about in the book was Bob Nardelli. Bob came from GE. He served under Jack Welch, got passed over for Jack Welch's job, and the Home Depot board got him to come down and run Home Depot, and he was here for several years in Atlanta. But after several years, the board fired him. And of course, he went on to Chrysler, and then really the government fired him there.
Mm-hmm. Right. But what happened to him at Office Depot?
The real thing
Home Depot.
Home Depot, right. The thing that really got Bob Nardelli, I think, was arrogance. He displayed a lot of arrogance. He was dismissive of people. He, as you may recall, the last board meeting that he chaired, he told the board to stay home. But the there were a lot of symbols of his arrogance. For example, he had a 9-car personal parking garage down in the basement of Home Depot
Wow.
where he kept his own vehicle.
Wow.
The worst thing, though, was he had a private elevator that went from that parking garage all the way up to his personal office.
Now, I actually like that idea.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't, we all. But the problem of is this, the problem is the symbol that it's in.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of your listeners, a lot of your small business owners, you know, they have their personal reserve parking spot. Now, you know, that's not a big deal, but it's a symbol. It says, hey, I'm privileged. And it may not be exactly the message that your listeners want.
And I haven't. I'm trying to remember in this recession, as people have been laid off, I'm trying to remember a corporate CEO making an announcement, or actually doing it, whether he announced it or not, that he or she was taking a pay cut while all these people were being laid off. Have you heard anything about anything like that?
Not typically.
No.
I mean, I know it happens.
But let me tell you what happens in small business, Tim. Every small business owner I know who's had to lay somebody off has taken their own pay cut first. Before they laid somebody off, they cut their own pay. And now that's a sign of character.
It is a sign of character, and it's a smart thing to do. It's saying, hey, we're all hurting here, and I'm gonna get in the boat with you.
Right.
But when people send these signals that, hey, they're better than others, they treat the company... some people treat their companies like a personal ATM.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I think that's bad. I worked with a small company down in Texas, and the guy would charge a chainsaw down at the hardware store and use it for personal reasons.
Yep.
And it just sends the wrong signal. It says, hey, we're not treating this like a real business.
Right, exactly. So what are some other things? Now, obviously, the hubris is something that's dramatic, and it's the kind of thing that somebody in my audience will say, well, I would never do something like that. But what I want you to do, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back after these messages, Tim, I want you to talk to us about how the things that you learned about these leaders, how we can use those lessons and to make sure that we're not doing those things, even on a small business scale, in our small businesses. Because, folks, here's the thing. If you're doing it without realizing it, you know, it's affecting the way the people who are staying with you are operating. And if you're losing good people, maybe that's the reason. If you're losing good customers, that might be one of the reasons. Tim Irwin will help us with that. The new book is called Derailed, 5 Lessons Learned from Catastrophic Failures of Leadership. Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back.
Don't let the sun...
One of the great songs of them from the Wayback Machine, 23 After. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is my website. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Tim Irwin is our guest, folks. IRWIN. Tim Irwin. Dr. Tim Irwin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of the new book, Derailed, 5 Lessons Learned from Catastrophic Failures of Leadership, brand spanking new, just out right now, launching it on this show, very first interview on this show right now. We appreciate that, Tim. We've launched a lot of books on this show, and we hope you go on to sell, as all those others have, you know, something under a billion copies around the world. So we hope that's what happens, and I think it will, because this is an outstanding book and something that these are cautionary tales you have in here, Tim.
Jim, they're great stories, and
Before you get into those, though, I want to take care of a little more business. I need you to tell the audience where the book's available, how we can find you, and also you have an assessment tool that's available.
Jim, thank you. The book's at all retailers, Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, all the .com places. It's in all the retail stores, and the website is derailedleader.com, and there's a free assessment on there, and the idea is assess your risk. In other words, are you a candidate for derailment yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So go and take the assessment. It's great. It just takes a couple of minutes and gives you a wonderful report with developmental recommendations, how you can overcome any tendencies you might have.
If you're having success pain, if you're having organizational pain, take the assessment. If you're hiring people that you want to help you, you think might be leaders in your organization, take the assessment so it'll help you evaluate those people, won't it, Tim?
Well, it wasn't designed as a selection tool, but, you know, I think it's a wonderful development.
Well, you're going to learn something there about this, aren't you?
Absolutely so.
Yeah.
But, you know, these stories about these derailed leaders are very powerful. The point I make over and over in the book, though, is that derailment is ultimately about us. In other words, it's about our own vulnerabilities, mm-hmm. and that's why we have to take it seriously. These six leaders provided some really clear illustrations of why somebody derails, but ultimately we have to get our arms around our own vulnerability.
Tell us a little bit more. You've got 4 points that you like to make about this, don't you?
Well, what I say is that there's, out of the well of character, there are 4 dimensions that really stand out. And you know, character seems like a kind of an old-timey subject, but believe it or not, it's really the reason people derail, because people fail for 1 of 4 reasons. One is a failure of authenticity. They're just not genuine. They're not mm-hmm. real. And people don't trust. The employees don't trust somebody that's not an authentic
and nothing,
person.
And it's like turning on a beacon when you act like that, isn't it?
People, it really is.
People get that. I mean, people have an automatic innate antenna that picks that signal up, don't they?
They really do. They just have this sense that this person's not to be trusted. They're mm-hmm. not being real with me. Another reason is self-management. And we see this constantly in the business environment. We see it in the political environment. Governor Sanford just recently over in South Carolina
yeah.
derailed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because of a failure to manage himself. And another one is humility. In other words, a lack of humility. And I say in the book that arrogance is the mother of all derailers.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's really at the root of just about everybody that we see that goes off track.
All right.
And then a failure of courage.
Now, yeah, that's a big one. I talked about that in the beginning before you got here, when I was telling the audience that you were coming. I said, you know, courage has got to be the big component of leadership character, and I just think it just feeds into so many other things.
It really does. And courage, a lack of courage, by the way, Jim, shows up in some very unexpected ways. I mean, we tend to think of courage as being this guy taking the hill, but really it has more to do with micromanagement or mm-hmm. over-control, mm-hmm. Being perfectionistic, risk-averse. I mean, these are some of the things that really do impact the small business person.
To me, you can't be courageous, Tim, if you don't have a clear and abiding understanding of the fundamentals of what you stand for.
Absolutely. And that's what I go into in the book, is the courage comes from our convictions. And a lot of people don't think very deeply about what their real convictions
mm-hmm.
are.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. You know, over this week, you look at New Jersey. What would you evaluate Corzine's loss in New Jersey? Would he be a good character for your book?
Jim, look, I'm not a political analyst, but I think these lessons that I've talked about in the book apply to every type of leadership, including political leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Corzine's a perfect example. I mean, he exuded hubris all the way through the election.
Mm-hmm.
And just the approach, and I think the voters took him down.
What, in the minute we got left, Tim, apply your derailed analogies to small business, to our part of the sector of the economy.
One of the things that I like to point out, by the way, Jim, is that we always are who we are, especially under stress. And we're in a very stressful time. Small business is really stressed right now. And we know what that's like. I mean, business is tough, and so it tends to bring out who we are. It's like squeezing a tube mm-hmm. of toothpaste. What's inside is going to come out. And so I think that this is a real good time to take a look at ourselves, to make sure. That's why I recommend this assessment, assess your risk.
Mm-hmm.
But these characteristics, I've written about 6 CEOs that are of huge companies, but the very same lessons apply to us if you're mm-hmm. operating a small business out of your basement.
And well said. You know, I love the quote, I use it all the time, from Confucius over 2,000 years ago. He said, the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
That's about being authentic.
The book is called Derailed. It's by our friend Dr. Tim Irwin. I recommend it to you very, very much, Tim. Congratulations on the book. Derailed, say the website again.
DerailedLeader.com.
DerailedLeader.com. Take the assessment when you get there. Thanks, Tim. Good luck with it. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.